There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste. Four beers, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in a pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
trying
hey,
to live for
hey,
a night.
Hey.
I got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try
hey,
to live for a
life.
I know for even drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys enforce that knockback the charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. The Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Don't anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
live for a night.
Hey.
Got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same, shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same,
hey,
shite,
hey,
a different
hey,
night.
Hey.
It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Right, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Herhuck. I am Drew Duffney. Man, we are making some noise up here in the Solid
yes,
State Radio
are.
Studio in Lyric Mall.
We haven't been in the studio for 2 weeks.
I know it. The lagging. Well, I was here with Schwabo, like, you know, for the birthday party, but you were
oh, that's right, yeah.
gallivanting around. You're like, well, it's my birthday. I don't have to be here.
No, I was at Birthday Bash getting all the bands put together.
Yeah, like Humpty Dumpty, because you never know what happened the night before. That was we always open with the lagging. And that is a blessing in disguise. It really, really is. Those guys, that is a piece of music that I no matter where my life takes me, I will always go home with. That interview with Brennan and the Lagan was just amazing. So much to say about that band.
Good people.
So, but anyway, got a lot going on here. We got a big show coming up tonight. Going to support the UAW and and stand with solidarity. If you check out our social media pages, we definitely put that out there. Regardless of where you stand on unions, you know, these guys made some sacrifices quite a while ago in 2008 when the economy was struggling. And the economy wasn't struggling because of them. It just, they're like, hey, we'll do our fair share.
Right.
And the thing was, that was 15 years ago.
Yes.
You know, now there's people out there who are being surpassed or arguably making as much money as someone who's working maybe in the service industry or fast food restaurant or something like that, that are hiring in at 16, and these people are in their 30s and 40s.
Right.
You know, they're trying to feed their families on, and they could go work at another restaurant or a hotel and make the same amount of money, which, okay, I get it. Jobs are jobs, and maybe some of you think they should better themselves, but the thing is, they made the sacrifice with the company back then.
Yep. They did their part.
Yeah. So now let's give a little bit back to them. But anyway, we'll say a prayer for them. So what else is going on?
Oh, the wife is tearing apart my house, Drew. Just absolutely destroying it. I told the story on Happy Hour. I don't know if you were here for that one, but she has always complained about the 70s shag carpet that was in the house that we bought. We bought it with this carpet. And we're sitting there, and I'm sitting there. I'm playing a video game. I'm playing hockey or something like that. And she's just complaining and bitching and whining about the carpet.
Say 70s shag. Like, are we talking like avocado green?
No, it was like a light blue, dark blue, maybe more like a gray.
Yeah, so that's nice.
But it's so old. It was old, and it needed to go. And I'm like, all right, fine. Finally, I relented. I'm like, okay, go ahead. Tear up the carpet if you want to. I'm thinking, like, you know, at a later date. Nope. In the middle of my game, I hear, rip.
Wow.
She pulled the whole carpet up. We put it outside there. And then she, there was plywood under there. She got some things and she pulled all that up. She's right now pulling all the wood in my kitchen. She's moved the fridge. The woman has gone crazy. She's gone feral.
Is that why you're eating Chex Mix and pickle bologna right now? Like, yeah. Your only source of a meal is out of a gas station?
Yeah, pretty
because
much.
Because your kitchen is torn up.
I'm not eating pickle bologna, but now that you say that, that does sound fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
I should have picked some of that up. That would have been good. But yeah, but she wants to do redo the floors and everything else, and that's why I'm here. I'm happy to be here, and not when she's destroying my effing house.
Well, I can tell you, I was going to say she shouldn't have done that, because a form of therapy to try to calm your nerves, because I know you lead somewhat of a stressful life, like we always do.
It could be a lot worse.
Is to take your shoes off and make fists with your toes, like in the carpet, you know, kind of rub your feet on the carpet and scrunch them back and forth. But if you came here to do that. On the carpet here.
I'd come up with tetanus or something.
Yes, exactly.
This carpet needs to be changed too. Yeah.
Like a baby's diaper.
Seriously. People walking in the studio, I was like, oh, it's a nice gray carpet. It used to be black.
Yeah.
Phone's ringing. Oh. Phone's ringing.
What do we got?
Here we go. Check this out. Okay, it's not working. Hang on a second. Hang on. Oh, don't hang up. Don't hang up. Don't hang up. Greetings and salutations, Solid State Radio.
What is this? Some kind of poetry show?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who is it?
What the heck was all that?
I threw him off.
Well, hello, Father. Hello.
Hi, Father John. How are you today?
Confused.
No, you're a father, not Confucius.
You'll be nice.
Oh, well, Father, sorry about that. So how are we doing this Saturday night?
Yeah, today I'm doing better, I guess. You know, I had to go to the doctor. And I'm not going to believe this. They said I drink too much water.
Too much water?
Yes.
You need to talk to Jesus. Maybe he can turn that into wine and you'd be a little better off.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Drew.
No, I mean, no, I get it. I heard all the people that died on the Titanic was because they drank too much water.
Oh, that's fun.
And do you know that the pool on the Titanic is still full of water to this day?
Oh, that's what they say. Well,
what else did the doctor say? This is kind of serious, actually. So you're drowning because you're drinking too much water.
Yeah, that's a good thing, I guess. I didn't know you could drink too much water. I've been peeing like a crazy person.
I just want now I kind of wonder what happens to a priest when he's got to go really bad and he's like really digging into that frock.
My guess would be the baptismal tub.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Got to keep that water warm.
Just keep getting worse.
Oh, we don't mean it, Father. So what else did they say? That are you healthy now? That you, what did they do? Just tell you to drink less water?
Well, yeah, I got to drink less water and doing my best with that. And that's okay, you know. I do my own little test. You push like I push on it till I feel the bone, and I push real hard, and then I take my hand off, count seconds it takes for the skin to come back to level.
Oh, wow.
He said about 5.
About 5?
About 5 seconds. Uh-oh. Okay. So you have to measure how much water you're holding is what you're telling me.
Yeah. You know, I didn't even think about this, but I should have told the doctor to give me some of those, what do they call them, water pills?
Yeah. Yeah, well, just if you just get into more of the devil's juice, that'll dry you right up.
It's not going to happen. Drew, I take this little sip of wine when I'm there in front of the church, and, jeez, my head gets all kind of foggy.
Well, so they didn't put you on any water pills. Did they put you on any kind of medicine?
Well, yeah, I'm on some kind of an antibiotic. Holy smokes, I feel like you guys I'm all out of shape, you know, crazy. I can't see. Oh, man, it's crazy. Like kind of blurry.
Yeah, kind of blurry. Yeah, welcome to our world. That's how we live.
See, I told you.
See, so we're never going to be sick. We're going to live forever. We found the fountain of youth. It's in a can that's returnable, so we get money back.
You're telling me they pay you to drink.
Well, it's kind of like a exchange policy. We give them 10 cents, and then we bring back the can, and they give us back 10 cents.
Oh, yeah, we do those kind of drives. At the church, we do those drives. You could bring in your empties to my church, and I'd let you take them.
Well, I think we'd probably fund an entire quarter of the church's budget.
Yeah, we could get you some solar panels on the church.
The way you two are.
We get you a trough. Just put it right behind the altar there. And then when you're back there doing your thing, you wouldn't even have to break for a wee-wee break. You just go right, just flop it out into the trough.
That. You know who you're talking to.
I get the feeling that Father John's been eating some asparagus.
Yeah, we would have to turn his mic off for that. Yeah. We'd just have to, the pipe organist would have to
play a little louder.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is kind of funny about the asparagus.
Oh, well, Father. Well, what do you think about that UAW on strike?
Oh, heaven forbid. A lot of my parishioners are going to lose their jobs, and some of them go work them in them shops. So. Oh, they'll be on strike. The other people will be laid off, you know.
Yeah, it's it's a tough thing. And you know, I listened to some of the people. They said, you know, they've been working there for 22 years and haven't gotten a raise.
What?
I've heard the same thing. Hey, guess what? I've been a priest for almost 50. I never.
Yeah, I mean, how much of a union? I mean, who's your union steward?
That's right.
Because, I mean, what, you'd be griping against God, and I think he's probably a big union buster if he didn't know, if he wanted to be. Ask Noah.
Oh, cool boys, you guys are really into that deuce today, aren't you?
Well, Adam had a good day. I didn't get no deer today.
Oh.
So... But I'm off again tomorrow. I was going to try deer hunt tomorrow, but it's going to rain, and where I hunt's awful swampy, so it's one of those things.
Why do you have to wear your waders?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not dragging a deer out in waders. I have a hard enough time when I'm wearing boots crawling over that terrain.
Well, that could be tough, I guess. I didn't think of it.
Yeah. Well, anyway. Well... We should probably let you get on there, Father. We're going to dedicate most of the show to the UAW tonight in support of them. A lot of union songs. And beyond that, we hope you're feeling better. And keep an eye on things. I say more devil's juice and less water.
I'm not going to do any of that.
Stay away from the antibiotics. They make you dizzy.
They do. I can't believe it. Holy smokes. It makes me fall asleep almost. I think I should break one up and give it to these cats.
Well, that'd probably calm them down for sure.
Oh, man, what is it about a cat in the middle of the night? They're running all over the house. I think I got horses in here.
You got cats now, Adam? I know you got a dog. Got cats?
I got two cats.
Two cats, yeah. Yep.
And, they like to spend a lot of time outside wrecking havoc with the wildlife. They bring in, there's a lot of dead chipmunks in my backyard. Let's just put it that way.
These two don't go outside. They stay in the house.
That's a healthier way of going about it.
Well, I forgot about it, Father. Adam's got a medical. That was the other thing we were celebrating tonight. Adam's got a medical procedure coming up this week.
Yep.
You're celebrating it?
Well,
it's his first one.
Yep, they're going up my rear pew.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
And the thing about that procedure, Father, it doesn't really matter what the result is. It's never good.
No, I can't think so.
I mean, if they find something that's bad for your health, like polyps or something like that, then that's bad. If they don't find anything at all, then they just look at you and smile and go, well, I guess we didn't need to do that.
Listen, I'm going to tell you this, though, real quick. This is good advice. If you happen to notice the doctor has a hand on each shoulder,
that's not a camera.
Oh, Father John's working blue today.
Them brownies you brought me, I feel happy and I feel like talking about stuff like that.
I just hope I don't go in and I say, doctor, where do I put my clothes? He'll just say, right next to mine.
I'd run right there. I wouldn't even take my clothes off.
And that kind of stuff I shouldn't say it doesn't bother me, but that's not what I worry about. Anytime I go under anesthesia, it never fails. I always see the guy walking down the hallway holding the cooler with the white cooler with the red plus symbol on it. And I've heard of organ harvesting before, and I always feel like that's going to be me.
The way you drink, they don't want yours.
Oh, well, Father, well, we better let you get on and get to your health and your sermons, and I will look forward to seeing you tomorrow.
Oh, but that would be great to see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to get there early, see if I can work on your plumbing and get you that trough put behind the altar. So figure if we can quiet down your microphone. That way, if you got a wee-wee, you don't have to go, hey, pardon me, folks, I got to run.
Oddly enough, bro, I do have plumbing. That's why you're going to be here tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, he'll be there to fix your plumbing.
Wait, what? You guys really got me all confused.
Oh, well, Father, we'll leave you be, and we'll catch up with you tomorrow.
All right. I got to get back to my sermon anyway.
All right, take care.
Father. Have a good night, Father.
All right, boys, have a good night. May your music play well.
We threw him for a loop, but I felt like he was like really... Maybe in like the 2 years that we've done this, he's like starting to punch back.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's like, well, if you can't beat him, join him.
He is bound and determined to save our souls. And that's kind of his job. Man. Yeah. He could have wrote us off a long time. I was like, oh, I tried.
Yeah, exactly.
Lord, I tried.
No, he stays up late on Saturday night just to take care of us. And he sent us a picture of his lovely kittens there.
Yep.
Mabel and Sparky.
Sparky, yes. Mabel got the old woman's name, and Sparky got a cool name.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Sparky was first. Mabel came later, but I think Mabel came with the name. I think it was like a donation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's like
the poor
you know,
bastard that got your cat Hannah.
Yeah. You know, Father, you need a little pussy in your life.
Hey. Not your cat, that bitch cat.
Yeah, Hannah was a rough one. Hannah really was. You know, she was a gift from my ex, and
yeah, I bet she was.
Yeah, yeah.
Here you go, fucker.
Exactly.
Here's a razor blade with fur. I hated that cat.
Yeah,
I love cats, and I'm like, oh, that's no.
That one had a personality. She was a calico, and she just had a personality of her own. And she's like, no,
personality of a Wolverine.
Yeah. But
I
love
remember
me.
Sitting at your house. Yeah, love. Well, yeah, you fed her. I mean, I remember being at your house, and it's not like I was a stranger, but sitting on your ottoman, and that thing was under there. It's like, I hear.
Exactly. I remember that growl. Like, growled like a lion.
I remember
yeah.
You started laughing. You're like, do you like your Achilles tendon? Yeah, you might want to move.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, anyway.
Yeah, well, lots of fun going on tonight, guys. Happy Saturday. You know, you're listening to the Blarney Hour. We posted a picture, and we mean it. Adam and I are both card-carrying union members, UFCW 951.
Yep.
And we are both in solidarity of what the UAW was going through.
My family was raised on union workers. My dad was a UAW member for 30 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, as my father, Local 7, Sheet Metal Workers Union.
Yep.
My brother, Local 80, Sheet Metal Workers Union, and my other brother belongs actually, ironically, to the government's union. I don't even know what their local is, but the government.
A lot of them, those guys are teamed, like, because my mom was, when she worked for the state of Michigan, I know the listeners are just loving this.
Yeah.
But she was actually, her union was linked with the Teamsters.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, union members all the way around, and we definitely stand in solidarity with
yes.
them. So tonight's music is going to be geared towards them, and I know, gosh, we got a lot of Dropkick Murphys coming up, Adam. I know we got the Chemical Workers song.
Good.
What are we going to kick off the show with tonight?
According to your list, the last one.
Oh, by the Dropkick Murphys.
Yep.
Originally by Woody Guthrie.
Yep.
And they relived his catalog through their own verses. So here's the last one right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Damn deck to play. United States and kill us for uniting.
How can you accuse us of being violent when you start all the fighting?
Every time we organize, you rich guys pull a fast one.
Oh, we might lose many a fight,
but we'll damn sure win the last one. She's upside down, she's broke apart, and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play. She's upside down, she's broke apart, and getting worse every day. A working man's hand is the hardest card in the whole damn deck to play.
Oh, come on, all you workers who toil night and day by hand and by brain to earn your pay, who for centuries all past for no more than your bread have bled for your countries and counted your dead.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
In the factories and mills, shipyards and mines, we've often been told to keep up with the times. For our skills are not needed. They've streamlined the job with slide rule and stopwatch. Our pride they have robbed.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cats about.
And when the sky darkens and the prospect is war, who's given a gun and then pushed to the fore and expected to die for the land of our birth?
Though we've never owned one lousy handful of earth, we're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die, the first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
And all of these things the worker has done, from tilling the fields to carrying the gun, we've been yoked to the plow since time first began, and always expected to carry the can.
We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about. We're the first ones to starve. We're the first ones to die. The first ones in line for that pie in the sky. And we're always the last when the cream is shed out, for the worker is working when the fat cat's about.
Well, the crooks, they work, we gotta work.
Now watch the choice for 10 times more.
Well, the robbers, they walk, we gotta walk.
Now watch the choice for 10 times more.
Well,
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
The Sessions Concert Series returns to Lapeer, Michigan, coming out to the Hitchin Post on October 7th for three great bands that I play on my show that you need to see live. From Detroit, Cougaran, Cash O'Reilly, and St. Pauli Street, reuniting after a decade apart. It's all taking place October 7th at the Hitchin Post, 1636 Emily City Road in Lapeer. No cover, no tickets, just come on in. It's a Sessions Concert Series.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof of concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
Hey, it's the Goat Boy from Open for Discussion, a show where we give the best and worst unsolicited advice. Every week, we ask our audience questions and scour the internet for funny, relatable, and thought-provoking advice that we break down. Ever wanted to know if you're the a-hole in a situation? We got you covered. Join Gator and I every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. for witty banter, insightful conversation, and a general hodgepodge of a good time. Only on SolidStateRadio.net.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
Are you tired of your project getting outsourced to contractors and subcontractors? Well, these are the sounds of a job well done, and that's what you can expect from Accurate Exteriors. Tony and his team will work with you one-on-one from the estimate all the way to the finished product. Whether it's roofing, siding, or gutters, Still have doubts? Check out their 5-star ratings. Trust me, they can do it. They also have financing available. Give them a call for a free estimate at 810-394-2597.
As I look around the studio and see things hanging on the wall, all the things that we're proud of and that we've done here in the studio and for the community, and I think to myself, how is it Trish does this? Trish over at Hall of Frames does an amazing job. So one day we went over and asked her, Trish, what is it? How do you see these things? She said, it's simple. If you're proud of it, frame it. And that is what she founded her business on. You'll find Hall of Frames at 392 West Nepissing, Suite 3, downtown Lapeer. Telephone number 810-660-7874. That's 810-660-7874.
It's that time of year again. No, not pumpkin spice. I'm talking about beer. The 7th annual Oktoberfest, to be exact. Tilted Axis Brewery, along with Grav Cab Brewing, bring you the 7th annual Oktoberfest Saturday, September 23rd, from noon to 10 p.m. at the Pavilion in the heart of downtown Lapeer. To go with your beer, you can expect German brats, potato salad, and more. Your ticket includes your first pour, beer, or cider, an Oktoberfest mug, live music, and raffles, all for just $25. And 20% of all tickets go to benefit your local VFW. Two great breweries, one awesome event. Don't miss it.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Days Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, 6 pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascaden's has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place, Cascaden Lounge.
All right, welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Herhuck. I'm Drew Duffney, right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Having a good time. Big shout out to the people over at Tilted Axis.
Yeah.
Taking good care of us, Katie and Sky and Carter.
Yeah, Skyler and Carter.
Hanging out with us. And we're going to be hanging out with you guys at Tilted Axis next Saturday.
Yeah, Oktoberfest in September.
Here's even a bunch of Irish men who are I get in touch with my German side right around this time.
Yeah, me. It's just beer drinking to me. It's just a different day.
Yeah,
we're separating, you know, things. I feel like that's the problem with us here in the United States. We separate too many things. Okay, so Oktoberfest.
Yes,
you called it out. They spell it funny.
Okay.
And they put
the
German spin on it. All we're doing is celebrating the month of October with some beer and some pretzels.
It's celebrating the end of the harvest, like the beginning of the harvest.
Okay, so we'll play some Neil Young, some Harvest Moon.
Do we have to?
It's kind of, you know, that's the thing. We separate too many things. We try to isolate too many things to make it special. Is it necessary to say day drinking?
No.
What people say, well, we went day drinking today. No.
Well, it used to be called alcoholism. And then he's like, oh, no, we put a funny spin on it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, no, we're just drinking. That's all we're doing. And that's probably why in the United States everybody's so bad at it and they get all the DUIs and everything else. In Ireland, we just call it drinking. It don't matter if you start in the morning or you start in the afternoon.
I went out day drinking. You slid into a school bus.
That's right. Yeah, but the kids were fine, and they laughed because you came out as a leprechaun. Oh, well, my goodness, this show is definitely dialed in. We're geared towards the UAW, Union Strong Solidarity.
Yes.
Check out our social media. Adam and I did a solidarity post right over at Tilted Access, where we're going to be broadcasting live.
No, actually, we're going to be over the Farmers Market Pavilion over by, like, the courthouse.
But yeah.
Tilted Access will be
the old Farmers Market Pavilion.
Yeah,
they moved them back to the
yeah,
bank parking lot.
Yeah, right.
But
yeah.
You got to be in Lapeer to know what we're talking about.
Yeah, pretty much.
All we say is look for Tilted Access, and you can find Adam and I going to be there from 4 to 7, but there's going to be music from 12 to 10.
Just don't talk to us because we might hit you up for some beer money.
Yeah, we get tickets and pizza for free, but we could use some potato salad and bratwurst.
Yeah, that's right.
But as we always like to say, everybody, have a drink, have a smoke, have a toke, hug your loved ones, because today is the best day until tomorrow. And that's what's coming up next right here on the Blarney Hour, right here on Solid State Radio.
Call it alcoholism, I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Kind friends and companions, come join me in rhyme. Come lift up your voices in chorus with mine. Come lift up your voices, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a house. Dear lass that I love so well, for her style and her beauty sure none can excel. There's a smile on her countenance as she sits on my knee. There's no man in this wide world as happy as me. Here's a health to the company and one, two,
us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Our ship lies a tanker, she's ready to dock. I wished her safe landing without any shock. If ever I should meet you by land or by sea, I will always remember your kindness to me. Here's a health to the company and one to my lass. Let us drink and be merry, all out of one glass. Let us drink and be merry, all grief to refrain. For we may or might never all meet here again. Here's a health to
Oh, my gravy, that was a quick 10 seconds. That was Scald right here with Seven Nation Army.
Quick 10 seconds. Now you sound like my honeymoon.
Well, I had a lot of battery left in the camera, and the two of you just went that quick.
Action and cut.
Yeah.
Woo! Back
action,
to the bar.
Reaction. All right.
And she's like, where are you guys going? Here for a good time, not a long time, baby.
That's right. Great out of the gate, but not much for stamina.
Oh. I'm not NASCAR. I'm drag racing.
What trouble have we caused?
I'm sure. Oh, a lot.
Yeah, the wife and NASCAR.
I don't have to worry about it. My wife is destroying my house right now. She's not even listening.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. When you were telling me Dorothy has no carpet, like, I thought it was like a dirty thing. But no, you were serious. She literally ripped the carpet out of your living room. Like, she's remodeling your house with you in it.
Yeah, and she is. To where, and it sucks because now Joey's crawling and he can't, he can crawl on an area rug and everything else has got dust.
He
and
got a splinter.
Yeah, right. Hey, ready for baby's first tetanus shot? Here we go. Guess who's getting a popsicle at the end? Yeah, poor Joey.
Well, he'll get used to it. He's a hair hook.
We're
tough. That's the thing. Did you see that everyone's protesting, whether it be the Aunt Jemima, so there's no more Aunt Jemima and there's no more Uncle Ben's rice?
Yeah, there's that.
Yeah. But we still have Lucky Charms. You know why?
Why?
Because we're not fucking pussies. We're Irish, and we don't care if you make fun of us or not.
No, I mean, the Irish do get offended, but it's usually right around closing time.
That's right. You think I can't drink anymore legally?
Fuck you. Watch this.
That's right.
And then, the next morning, it's like, it's all love and sunshine.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
A lot of people are like, Notre Dame, right? Are the Irish getting upset about the Fighting Irish? It's like, no. That's a fourth of their business.
That's exactly right. They're just promoting.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No, Ariana Smith there. We did a show with her there, Tilted Access, here a few weeks ago, and she was selling some sea snails. And I'm just happy that I enunciated that this late in the show.
Sea snails? You got to be... Yeah, you're messing with me now.
No, what? She had like a saltwater tank, and she was selling snails.
Okay.
And I really was, I was joking with her. Like, she's selling them for real. She's like, she had them in a tank with some coral and some stuff like that. And she was selling them. And
that beluga whale.
Yeah, we're talking about coral in the sea, and my innards are just full of salt water. And they're like, I'm getting ready to do the Wellerman here. A little bit of sea shanty coming out of my gullet. And I sent her a message. I said, yeah, Ariana, I tried selling snails once, but business was slow. Oh, well, ladies and gentlemen, that about does us for Adam and I. But Adam has to stay, even though I got him pickled like a pig's foot.
Oh, yeah.
And
it's going to make this episode of Sessions very
that much more. Do we have some George Clinton coming up? I watched them live in Chicago. I showed it to you guys. And
I could be talking to that.
Yeah, because we want the funk. Got to have that funk now. Ah, well. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, the Blarney Hour is about to end.
We're going to extend it because you started talking about the Wellerman, so we're going to end with the Wellerman.
Okay, so we got the Wellerman coming up right here, and then stick around because we got Sessions coming up. That is nothing but 3 hours of Michigan-made music, lots of drinking, lots of stinking, and a party all in itself. Good night.
There once Prince was a ship that put to sea. The name of the ship was a Bully of Tea. The winds blew up her bow, dipped down, oh, below my bully boys blow. Soon may the willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. She'd not been 2 weeks from shore when down on her a right whale bore. The captain called all hands and swore he'd take that whale in tow. Soon may the willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. Before the boat had hit the water, the whale sail came up and caught her. Hands to the side, harping and fought her when she dived down low. Soon may the willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. No line was cut, no whale was freed. The captain's mind was not of greed, and he belonged to the whaleman's creed. She took that ship in tow. Soon may the whaleman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Da 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 da. For 40 days or even more, the line went slack and tight once more. All boats were lost, there were only four, but still that whale did go. Soon may the willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. As far as affair, the fight's still on. The line's not cut and the whale's not gone. The willowman makes his regular call to encourage the captain, crew and all. Soon may the willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go. Soon may the willowman come to bring us sugar and tea and rum. One day when the tonguing is done, we'll take our leave and go.